Business owners, do you want an unfair advantage over your competitors? Do you want to dominate in your area of expertise? You are listening to Business Life Hacks. Learn to influence consumer psychology and shortcut your way to business success with tips, tricks, and hacks from award-winning digital agency, J Marketing.
Okay, so one of the more underrated and unknown sort of secrets of conversion rate optimization is that you can actually really increase conversions just by choosing the right color palette for your website. Of course, this is easier said than done. You have to understand how different colors, you know, cause different emotions and feelings in people. So to talk to us today about how a different website colors, you know, send different messages and give different emotions is Nick, the designer from J Marketing. Thanks for coming on the podcast, Nick.
You're welcome.
How do different colors not only like give people different feelings and impressions, but also cause them to take different actions because of those colors?
It's super wide and big topic. But let's say at first you have certain goals at your website or at landing page. So usually what you are like, this is the basic rule, use your primary color for your primary call to action. So that's how you guide users to do, that's why it's called primary call to action. And you need to have some sort of a contrast from secondary call to actions or from some, like button itself, it's already visible, but there's multiple sorts of buttons. And even like if you have filled the button, you should be able to like, how do I explain it? It's very wide. But let's say first impression, it's very important, like how you use your colors in your call to actions. But in the background, in the whole system, it's very complex topic and you should use it carefully. There's a lot of mistakes people made with the colors they use, but you can use the color to guide the users through your website and the whole experience, and how you highlight some words, how you highlight some sections, and how you highlight the call to actions. What is primary, what is secondary? So that's how you communicate your goals through the website. But yeah, there's a lot of misuses of primary color. It's like if your brand primary color is blue, then it's like, let's use blue for primary color, but let's use blue for background color. So there are color palettes you create from your brand colors, and there are different shades of each color and different scenarios and different rules. So usually, probably the best use of color would be that your primary color, let's say on JM website, our primary color is that gradient we used from light blue to purple. It's only 10% of our website. It's only 5% of our website. Let's say 5 to 10%. It's not 50% of our website. It's not big background or full screen background color of that primary color. No, it's just like for ads and for highlighting important stuff.
And I know that like certain colors, you know, are known to cause different reactions and emotions, just like in people as a whole. But you also like definitely have to take your target audience into account. So how would the target audience change, like what color palette you use for a certain website?
First, you need to like, I would consider that the second step. First step would be you have a brand, you have your brand image, your brand guidelines. So first, what you want to be fair towards your brand, like you want to be real, you want to show your brand in the best possible way. So first you need to see like what are your brand colors and how you use them. Then you need to see like what's overall the rules. Like it's not focused direct on target audience, but you know, colors wake certain emotions, and then there are some colors you're just gonna, with your brain, you're gonna connect yellow car with cab. You're gonna see like at least in my country, when I see a green cross, I know it's a pharmacy. So there's a lot of things, like, of course, error state. When you see, when you fill in the form, when you see red, you already know you made a mistake. So there are some system colors like well-known, or they're not known, but in people's mind, you already know if you see a green tick, it's a success. It doesn't even have to be a tick. So you need to pay attention and to consider all of those things when you just want to follow your brand colors. But for some stuff, we can probably introduce some tones that will be more natural for your target audience. But yeah, of course, every color has its own meaning. Even on in different continents, in different countries. So in some country, there's going to be a color that's going to mean something. In the other country, it's going to be totally different. So you need to do your own research, but you need to stick to the brand colors as well. So you go somewhere in between, something like that.
So you can't just make up the website colors. What you need to do is come up with the brand colors first. And then once you have those, see how you can use like those colors and like related colors and stuff in your website. So the brand colors come first, right?
Yeah. Well, if you are designing brand from scratch, then it's a lot more complex process, but it's easier. You know, you need to pay attention because it dictates a lot. Like when you're starting your business, it dictates a lot. Like you can see why blue symbolizes trust. So a lot of big brands have blue. Like blue is the most common color in logos and branding because it's like calm, trusting feeling of big brands. But you also need, it's not only one color. Yeah, it's like your primary and dominant color, but you need to think of like where it's going to get you, like the way you create color palette. And then you have your primary color, but then you're going to have a lot more colors that have to work with your color, but you also need to know when to use which one of them and how to make it. That needs to be your brand image. You cannot just on Instagram, it's one brand, one combination. On website, it's something else. You really need to be careful with colors, but you can make a lot of impact on conversion rate.
You need to stay, like you were saying, you need to stay consistent with your brand colors, your website, social media, logo, etc., to make sure you're sending, you know, the message you want to send. So as far as an example of how this sort of thing works, I was actually thinking about, you know, we just created a new website for J Marketing. And it seemed like a lot of the colors on our website, our old website, were more like black and gold, which are kind of like prestigious colors, but can see maybe a little bit old fashioned. And now we have like that sort of blend of like blue and pink, and it looks a lot more, you know, a lot more modern. So can you talk a little bit about like why we changed the color palette for our website and what you think the different reaction from the users would be?
Yeah, well, if you go from light to dark, it's totally natural to have something like black, bluish, dark blue background that we have and that we use for like the whole website and our presentation. So light blue works really well with it. And then as a secondary color, the purple one. So our main idea was that our previous brand was like a bit less flexible, let's say. You would say outdated. So it's, if you are familiar with our website and you're coming in the second time, it's going to be a big lift. If you're here first time, then it's totally fine, but you're not going to see the difference from, let's say, before and after. But yeah, it's a bit more going towards direction of our storytelling, a bit less imagery than previous website, a bit more like strong colors. And of course, blue is dominant color, purple and gold. So it was a thoughts from our creative director that his idea was to create it for not only male audience, but also female audience, like our website was super black, and it was like it's designed for guys. Like it worked, like 5 years ago, but today we were like, let's be a bit more open to introduce a bit more colors. We can then scale the whole website a bit easier, so it's not boring, but it's good for all the other assets for brand as well.
Yeah, I definitely see that the new website is more fresh and modern and appeals to a wider range of people, both males and females. And by the way, the listeners, if you want to actually take a look at what Nick and I are talking about, just check out jmarketing.agency and you'll see our beautiful new website. So as far as the target audience again, so we talked a little bit about why it's important to like keep your target audience in mind when you're coming up with colors. You know, because different colors maybe have different like symbolism in different countries and continents. But say you have someone who, you know, needs to do some research to figure out like the associations that people have with different colors. So can you talk a little bit more about like how you could do that research?
Of course. Well, usually this is for the colors, but it can be applied to anything. You should research your industry. It's not going to be your definite solution for everything because, of course, in one industry, there is a lot of brands that have different colors. But you can see, like, you can see the rule. You can see what colors. Probably you can also see what colors are not used in your industry. So you can just narrow it down. Of course, if you don't have a knowledge, it's very hard for you to create something from scratch. You can create. But it's probably best for you to hire a professional, let's say for branding. If you want to, at least you need to have someone that has some sort of experience so they can plan your brand. You can always do rebranding, but probably it's a lot cheaper than you start fresh. You start in a good way, not in a wrong way. But if you currently have a brand, If you have your website, you can easily, if you open your website, you can easily just realize if your colors are, let's say, good or bad on your website. People are, let's say, small business owner or medium business owner, they get attached to their colors. And I do understand that. They just think that if blue is my primary color, I need more blue. More blue is going to be like a, it's my brand, and then I want to show it more. You really need to be careful because you can get lost, and then you don't highlight anything. Everything seems important on your website, and in reality, it's not. And the whole brand and branding is very complex. There is a whole science behind it, but the color is not always like the most important. There is no such thing as like, if you can say there is one thing that's the most important, no. It's the whole combination of everything. But since we're speaking about the colors, I really think that there are certain rules. You can, like, the checklist, as I told, 60, 30, 10. Then you want to see if you're using too much of your primary color. Contrast, is it readable? Sometimes people use, let's say, we want big yellow colorful background, and then they put white text on top of it. You really need to be careful. Is it readable? Is there enough contrast between the colors you're using? So you can avoid the common mistakes by doing those simple, let's say simple steps. Or you can just do eye test. Go visit Apple website. Visit a lot of websites that you think that are big brands. Then open your website and then see, is there something you're doing different? And try to assume they have big research teams. They have big corporate, especially tech companies. They have good websites because of a reason, like big teams working on it and the whole science behind it. So do not be shy to just compare your website to industry leaders. Then you can also, even if it's not your industry, just compare it to the global leaders. You can just see the connection. You can see, is there anything you're doing better or worse? So something like that you can just use as a checklist, probably.
Yeah, definitely. That's a good checklist. when we're talking about conversions specifically, what are some tips to try and increase conversions? Like, when I think of this, I think of maybe making the CTA buttons and like a form we want, you know, the user to fill out, like really bright, vibrant colors that really stand out. So what are your tips for that?
Yeah, well, that's pretty much it. Primary, you have a goal on every page you have on your website. So if your primary call to action is book a consultation call or something like that, whatever, you just want to make sure that that call to action stands out the most. It doesn't usually have to be vibrant. Probably it's just going to be your primary color or the color that works the best with the background or with the image you have behind. So not always, we shouldn't always blindly follow like it's your primary color, use it for primary call to action. No, it really depends. Is it what's behind that pattern? Is it image or color or what color, what works the best? Then you also have some text on top of that. But yeah, easily or probably any designer that has experience, if you go to the website, or if I do website audit, I can already see when I look at it first time, you can already see if it's good or bad, like color-wise, how did they use their colors.
It's important to use the color palette that increases conversions. But as we were saying, finding out exactly how to do that can be a little tricky. So say one of our listeners wants to do like an A-B test to find the best color palette for increasing conversions. Like, how would you set up an A-B test for colors like that?
It really depends what's the situation. If we're just going to test the colors, then we will probably have two good options that are like, if you're following the rules, we shouldn't just go for like, let's use the good one and the bad one, because the results are pretty obvious and nobody should waste time and money to do that. But probably there is something that we cannot predict. And if we have two strong options, if you really want to find the perfect combination, I guess it's worth that you create two strong options that are by science or by rules or by design principles good. But you just want to determine which one's going to bring you more money in the future. Apply the science behind it to every brand asset you have. Use that knowledge and boost the conversions in every aspect of your brand.
Right. So as far as like the sort of programs and process you would use, I would think that maybe you would say you're doing for the homepage, you would create like two homepages, like with, you know, two strong choices, like you said, that are each correct according to the color rules, and then maybe drive traffic to each homepage through some Google ads, and then use Google Analytics to like see how people, you know, act differently on each version of the homepage.
Well, if we're testing color, then we need to make sure the content and everything else is the same. Because if we change only one thing, let's say even a couple of words in the headline, it can just create different results. So there's not like a short and single answer. But yeah, for sure, if you're creating one homepage and then you think you can create something totally different, that's it, maybe a bit riskier, but can bring you more results, then it's totally worth it. You do an A-B testing for a landing page or homepage and see what works the best.
Yeah, definitely. I totally agree. So we've already talked about the common mistakes people should avoid and given some tips, some actionable tips. So I think after listening to this podcast, our readers can probably, you know, do a decent job of coming up with like the right colors for their website and stuff. But if you really want to make sure you're not leaving any money on the table, you have the best website design possible, you know, you're maximizing conversions as much as possible, you really need to work with the experts. And of course, at J Marketing, our design team, including Nick, we are experts in all aspects of design, including coming up with the right color palettes. We actually offer a comprehensive $995 digital marketing audit that will include analyzing, providing recommendations on your design. go to our website. You can sign up for this audit. And yeah, I mean, with that said, I think we've covered everything. Thanks for coming on the podcast today, Nick.
You're welcome.